Just trying to start because I may have to cut out a little bit earlier because I don't have a car today and I'm kind of on a ride, which is leaving earlier than I thought it would. So we should be good till 5, but I may have to leave around 5. Okay, so last time we discussed or began discussing some of the various kulas that folks can discuss for Shtari Hadyotos, mostly for non-real Shtari Hadyotos, but that which is also after Shtari Hadyotos, various considerations that might allow for kulos and that which isn't Mikra Din Shtari Hadyotos, not a real commercial document, but things like Savtakas Adyukni or other forms of literature, secular literature that aren't Shtari Hadyotos matters. So we discussed in the context of Savtakas Adyukni, the heter of Shein Echa, that it's only a word or two words on a street sign or under a caption or as a caption that, according to many, is mutter. We discussed the Rishonim that talked about Ian Vahir her as opposed to Kriya as being a potential kula when it comes to that which is Asar Atur Shari Deotos. We discussed the Magen Avraham's kula of Oneg as potentially being Matir Shari Deotos. All of these are subject to Machlokes, but all of them are discussed seriously as a potential kula for at least Atu Shtari Hadyotas. Magen Avraham has an additional consideration in Simon Shin Zion, Siv Katan Tes Zion. This is in the context of the guest list, where the Magen Avraham writes, Ani Omer, he's working off the Bach. The Bach discusses common practice of having a shamish read off a guest list. And the Magen Avraham says it's not so bad. When the Omer Minig is Al Tarahu, the Hachesh Bonos Shel Mitzvah Shari, Kamasha Kasavnu Kasav Shinvav Sifal, Belogazina Adu Hachesh Bonos Sheino Shel Mitzvah, Koshgen Hacha Duhu Gufa Gzeira Adu Shari Hachesh Bonos the Shari Bishel Mitzvah. So just as we have earlier in Simin Shinvav, that within Mimso Chesucha, that there's a Heter Chesed Shemayim, and included in that is Cheshbon HaShel Mitzvah. So you can discuss donating staka, discuss Iskei Rabbah, discuss Shiduchim, that's considered Chesed Mitzvah, not a violation of Mimso Chesucha. So here too, in the context of a guest list, if it's a Cheshbonos, a Cheshbon HaShel Mitzvah, Cheshbon HaShel Mitzvah, that would be Mutter as well. And he notes the notion of Tzarechei Rabbim as well. So Tzarech Mitzvah, Tzarechei Rabbim would be a heter for a guest list. But what's the Gemara talking about, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah. That's goof of the din that we're discussing, which is a guest list for Shabbos meal. So what is Tzarech Mitzvah, what isn't Tzarech Mitzvah? Isn't that goof of the case? That's what the Maxis HaShekel asks over here. And he says, must be the Gemara is talking about a Sudas Mereus as opposed to Sudas Mitzvah. Meaning, for whatever reason, we don't consider a Shabbos meal, or at least inviting guests for Shabbos meal, to be a mitzvah of the Etzem. Maybe someone else somewhere else to eat, you don't have to invite them. So you're going to have your Shabbos meal anyway. That's a mitzvah. Invite other guests. Maybe that's not a mitzvah, where there's no Machnas Zorachim involved, where they're able to eat somewhere else anyway. But whatever the calculation is, not every Suda on Shabbos, or not every invitation to a guest is necessarily Tzarech Mitzvah. So Machnas HaShekel says, if it's a Suda's Mitzvah, so then on top of Suda Shabbos, then that's where the Magen Avraham's Kula comes in. If it's a Suda's Mereus, then maybe not. And the Bach that the Magen Avraham is arguing on, who is not such a fan of the common practice that he observed, clearly didn't assume this way, that there's no blanket heter of cheshbonos shel mitzvah when it comes to atur shtari hadyotos. The Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees as well. But Mishnah Berurah does quote this Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Mem Zayin. Shin Zion, Mem Zion. U umasha noagin shasham is kore mitocha tzavu suda, yesh machmirim, that's a bach, dinahidu l'shem yim chok lech l'mechash, because that's what he points out, the Bach points out, that if you're not the Bailam on the list, you're just reading on someone else's behalf, you're not going to be mochik, because it's not your list to be mochik. We discussed that last time. So that the only time you have Shem Yemchok is where the Baal Abbas is the one reading it. Okay. Mitam Shekasavnu. Mikol Makom. Hello, Ikol and Nizam Shem Shem Yemchok Shari Diotos. But even if the Shamash is reading it, so we might not be worried about Shem Yemchok, but at least though we should be worried about Atu Shari Diotos. Ah, Kishasuda Hisham Mitzvah. Yesh Lahakel, Akriya La Shamish, Lavi Machlau, Chesed Shemayim Bishari. Okay. So it's what to rely upon, this Magen Avraham, if it's Litzarech Mitzvah. You mentioned this previously, that maybe there's a special carve-out for the Shamish, to avoid a Kamsa Bar Kamsa situation. But baseline, Mishnah Berurah does quote this Magen Avraham of a potential kula for Sarchei Mitzvah. Shaar HaTzion quotes others that disagree. At least for the Baal HaBayis himself, he shouldn't make it leave on the Sarach Mitzvah. In the Sefer Shtari Hadyotis Vashav, as he points out in Perek Vav, that at first glance, the Hazar Tzarech Mitzvah presumably is Minso Chesachah related and not Shema Yochok related. As if we're talking about Minso Chesachah Dabri Dabri concern, so just as we have in Simon Shin Vav, Cheshbon Hashem Mitzvah, or Matir Minso Chesachah there, so if it's the Tzarech Mitzvah, that could be Matir Atu Shtari Hadyotis. In the concern of Shema Yimchok, at first glance, the case that the Magen Avraham is talking about is there's no Shema Yimchok because it's the Shamish reading. And the only thing you have to deal with is Mitzvah Chesachah, and Mitzvah Chesachah would be Mutter Lizarach Mitzvah. But if you had a case where the Baal Bais himself is reading it, and then we should be worried about Shema Yimchok, then at first glance, Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah shouldn't help the Shema Yimchok. However, he points out that in some Rishonim, it looks like there's such a notion even to address Shema Yimchok. So, for example, he points out the Shita L'Ran quotes a Ramban that is Matir L'Tzorchei Rabin. L'Tzorchei Rabin is kind of analogous to Tzorch Mitzvah. That was the last two words of Magen Avraham I mentioned Tzorchei Rabin. So the Ran quotes a Ramban who's Mako on that which is Aser Atu L'Shtari Yotos L'Tzorch Rabin. Even though the Ran himself holds that the Iker reason for Shtari Yotos is Shema Yimchok. So the Ran internally seems to have a consideration of the Hatha of Sarach Rabin, which he presumes to be analogous to Sarach Mitzvah, even if we're worried about Shema Yimchok. And he points out the same thing with the Me'iri. The Me'iri is Matir Igeres Shlomim that have a Sarach Mitzvah, just like the Bali Tosus for Matir Igeres Shlomim, where there is a tzorach, a pikuach nefesh, or critical information, tzorach haguf. So Meiri writes that Igeres Shlomim is mutter if it has a tzorach mitzvah. That's kuf dezayin rebeis, Meiri dibur maskil kvar beyarnu. Even though the Meiri himself also holds that the iser of shtari yotos or other shtari yotos is mishum shema yimchok. So at least you have two Rishonim that seem to indicate even if there's a Shema Yimchok consideration, we still might not be concerned with Tzarech Mitzvah, because we'll have to say that some of that's built into the Zera. Chazal never formulated their Isser of Atu Shtari Yotos, even if they're worried Shema Yimchok, B'makom Tzarech Mitzvah. So it's easier to understand the Magen Avraham as the Magen Avraham internally is talking within Mimsa Chesacha, because if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, that's not Chetzachah, that's Kapsay Shemayim. But even if we were to a Shema Yimchok, there's still a Makom to say that the Gzeri wasn't formulated, but Makom Tzarech Mitzvah. Okay. The next kula to talk about in Shtari Dotos is the Ramah's kula of Lashon HaKodesh. And the Ramah is based on an interesting diuk in Tosfos that we saw already. Tosfos on Kuftes Zayin of the days, where Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda of not reading Sefer Melchamos on Shabbos. The Lashon in Tosfos is, those military histories written in Laz, Aser La'ayim Behem. So it's the fact that Tosis refers to the military histories written in Laz incidental, or is that definitional or fundamental? The Darkei Moshe in Ozayin thinks that that's fundamental, that that's not just a detail, but that's critical to the Isser. So Lashon of the Ramah, Darkei Moshe Katzar, Sif Katan Ches, he says, Yesh the Daktik Midirayim, from that precise formulation of Tosfos, Delo Nesar Likros B'Shtar Ediotas Ela Kishak Suvim B'Lashon Laz. Avalim Suvim B'Lashon HaKodesh Mutar Likros B'Hen. Why? The Lashon Ba'atzmo Yesh Bo Kedusha. The number one, Lashon HaKodesh, the Etzem has Kedusha. And two, the Lo Mei Mimenu Divrei Torah. That sounds like two distinct considerations. The Lashon itself has Kedusha, and you're learning Divrei Torah from the Lashon, meaning if you read a history account of Lashon HaKodesh, so your Lashon HaKodesh vocabulary may improve, and you may better understand Tosfos because of your greater Lashon HaKodesh proficiency after reading the history account. Avalonira came Yimashi after the Samach Ladas Mixas Rabusa, the Asu Likwas Besifre Chachmas Litzanos, Avagadim Estamein Ksuv Lashon HaKodesh. But those we shown him who asserted reading Chachmas Litzanos and Rampesh Mishnayis, the Ramah assumes that they were that Isser is even Lashon HaKodesh. There's no indication of any restriction, even though the Rambam's the Rashba's Rather in Shuva reading Chachmas Kitzonios. So they might have been in foreign languages, but there's no indication of that. So he assumes the Ramah assumes that should be even Lashon HaKodesh. Niyonira may acher the Eino Ela Isser the Rabbanon. So even though the Ramah acknowledges it's only a diuk in Tosfos, and it's not necessarily muchach and other Yishonim at all, but since we're only talking about a din d'rabbanan anyway, then you can be make and rely on that diuk. So Tosfos assumes that the Ramah Agamishta lo aser el b'yamim Yishonim shayu. Kosvim kala perushim achachmos b'lashonos acheros. Kamoshi yadua misifei Rambam shusachu lahatik acher kach. Even the Rambam that asserted reading achachmos kitzonos on Shabbos, maybe that's because all the Rambam's svarim were written in Arabic. All the Rambam's science books, textbooks are written in Arabic. But maybe even the Rambam would have been matur had it been Lashon HaKodesh, it just wasn't Benimsa. So that's the Darkei Moshe's Chiddush, based on a Diuk in Tosfos. He says he can't prove and he can't disprove, but since we're only talking about Issur Darabanan anyway, the Ramah thinks that you rely on the Diuk, and that's what the Ramah writes in the Haggadah in Siftei Zayin. V'nir l'datek hada asir likras v'sichas kulin v'sikur v'alchamos haynu davka im tzuvim v'lashon laz. Aval, Lashon HaKodesh, Shari. So that Nira Ladaktik is a diuk in Lashon HaTosis. Aval, Lashon HaKodesh, Shari. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Samach Gimel. Aval, Lashon HaKodesh, Shari. The Lashon Ba'atmo Yesh Bel Kedusha, V'lo Mimenu Divrei Torah, that's what we saw in the Ramah. V'lefi Zeh, Gami Garas Shalom Aksuv Halashan Akkadish Shari Likros. Yesh Lilma Mitacho Halashan. So the Garas Shalom also, if it's Halashan Akkadish, you can read because you can learn Halashan Akkadish from that letter. The Gam Kasabo Kama Psukim Shal Torah. Ashtari Chobis Vichashbonos. Gam Lerana Aser Afilu Belashon HaKodesh. So the first point, that the Igeres Shlomim is much of a Lashon HaKodesh, that's the Magen Avraham Sefkat and Kaf Daled. And the second point, that the Magen Avraham only meant to be Matir, that which is utter Shtar Idiotos, but now Shtar Idiotos Mamish, that's Supreme God. So even the Ramaz Kula of Lashon HaKodesh is only for, say, for Milchamos and the like, that which is utter Shtar Idiotos, but not for Shtar Idiotos Mamish. And the Lashon L'Prima Gadim is Hinei L'Prima Gadim Eishel Avram Sivkata and Kaftalid. Hinei Shtari Adiotos Chovos V'Cheshbonos Af B'Lashon HaKodesh Aser. So actual Shtari Adiotos Chovos Cheshbonos is Aser even Lashon HaKodesh. Shema Yimchok, lest you erase them. Why does he say only Shema Yimchok? In the Sefer Shtari Hadotis V'Shabbos Parakit Beis, he thinks it's Mashma in the Prima Gadim, the fact that the Prima Gadim only mentions Shema Yimchok and doesn't mention Nimsa Chesucha, that if something's written in Lashon HaKodesh, so maybe that's definitionally Chesed Shemayim and it's not B'chlal Shtari Hadotis to begin with.
Even business.
And it's only where you have Shema Yimchok that you have to be worried by Shtar Idiotos Mamash. Meaning anything with Lashon HaKodesh is fundamentally Chesed Shemayim. It shouldn't be called Shtar Idiotos. So you can't say that a Hebrew or a Lashon HaKodesh a utility bill is Shtar Idiotos because of Mimsa Chesed. No. A Hebrew utility, a Lashon HaKodesh utility bill, I'm deliberately saying Lashon HaKodesh, not a Hebrew, let's forget to. But a Lashon HaKodesh utility bill is, you can't call that Shtar Idiotos because it's Chesed Shemayim, it's been Lashon HaKodesh. However, even by Chesed Shemayim, there may be situations where we're worried about Shema Yimchok. So it's only where there's Shema Yimchok to be concerned about that Shtar Idiotos Mamash should be Aser B'Lashon HaKodesh. Maybe a lot to read into that Shema Yimchok of the Prima Gadim. He points out the Aruch HaShulchan does not say that. His Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud is Lo Shayach Ligzor in Lashon HaKodesh. The Shtar Idiotos Einech Tavim B'Lashon HaKodesh. Meaning that which is Aser Atu Shtari Hadyotos, Sefer Melchamos, Tzav Tachas Hadyukni, anything that's Aser Atu Shtari Hadyotos, if it's written B'Lashon HaKodesh, we're not going to Aser, because what are you worried about? You may come to read Shtari Hadyotos, but Shtari Hadyotos are never written in Lashon HaKodesh. You never have a Lashon HaKodesh utility bill. That's not that there's, it's the Kedusha of the Lashon HaKodesh per se that's driving it. It's that which is Aser Atu Shtar Idiotos. There has to be some logical jump from that which you're Asering and that which you're Asering Atu. But if there's no such thing as a real commercial document written by Lashon HaKodesh, so we're not going to Aser other Lashon HaKodesh literature Atu Shtar Idiotos. But no Havamim in the world that you would have been matir a real Shtar Idiotos Lashon HaKodesh if such a thing existed. Now the Taz is matir against the Rama, the Taz in Sifkat in Yigibol, and the Mishbur writes in Sifkat in Samach Dalid, Avala good of a Taz v'bach yod harbi achronim cholkom hazeh the Osrin v'cheinu gam kedas agra. So Mishavrua does give significant weight to a list of achronim that argue on the Ramah. And Sharatzion adds in Sifkat and Ayin Beis, Shalah, Bershava, Kohen Eli Rabba, the whole list of Achronim that dispute the Ramah's Heter, which is only based on a Diuk in a Tosfos that the Ramah admitted was questionable. So the whole list of Achronim that dispute the Kula of the Ramah. In the Shtar Yotis B'Shabbos, he quotes from Avliyashiv that the Ramah's Heter only applies to Lashon HaKodesh and doesn't apply to modern Hebrew. Because what was the reason that the Ramah gave? Number one, a Lashon Ba'atzma Yesh Bo Kedusha. So he quotes from Avliyashiv saying modern Hebrew doesn't have Kedusha. And the law may be meant to Divrei Torah, so you're not learning Divrei Torah from modern Hebrew either. He quotes that from Shmuel Kamenetsky as well. As opposed to Lashon HaKodesh. And then he quotes from Shlomo Miller that, no, maybe Hebrew does have a din of Lashon HaKodesh, but maybe you could distinguish between reading in Hebrew / Lashon HaKodesh for B'nai Chol and for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Because if modern Hebrew is your mother tongue, so then what are you learning from reading more Hebrew? I mean, the Ramah's contention, it's hard to know where you would draw the line in this analysis, but the Ramah's saying that it's mutter because you're lo mimenu divrei Torah, because you can, you're going to improve your Hebrew, your Lashon HaKodesh skills by reading sacred literature, Lashon HaKodesh. But if you're already speaking modern Hebrew and modern Hebrew is close enough to Lashon HaKodesh, then you're not improving any skills by reading more. Meaning, we wouldn't say that if we read another English novel that our English proficiency is going to increase by any measurable degree. Now, you could argue because where do you draw the line when it Devarim L'Shirim, so to speak, that even you'll read another English book, you'll learn another English word, you read more Lashon HaKodesh literature, you may have a great appreciation of Lashon HaKodesh words. I'm not sure how compelling that distinction is. Okay. Rabbi Willick thinks that you're allowed to read children's books to children on Shabbos, even though maybe it should have been Shtarei Deotos, or even picture books where you might be more inclined to argue that the words have a din of Ksav Tachas Tzurah, because there's kind of value in that, and that's Lo Dara from Lashon HaKodesh, that if the Ramah is Matu Lashon HaKodesh because of the educational value in Lomi Ben Divrei Torah, so to the extent that there, every developmentalist will tell you that there's chinuch value in reading to your children, then that's lagar from the Heter of Lashon HaKodesh. I think Rabbi Savlovsky says that when his kids were little, now grandkids, I guess, he wouldn't read books to them on Shabbos, or he make up the story and not read the books, the story into the picture, because he's closer to that Shtarei Deotos or Ksav Tachas Tzurah. But Rabbi Willick thought that it's Ka'ein, the Ramah's Heter of Lashon HaKodesh, that if there's a chin of benefit, you don't have to worry about Shtarei Hedyotos. Okay. We had discussed last time.
Okay. Are we moving on from this Ramah? There's one question. Mm-hmm. More earlier in Shabbos that says that a person can speak Hebrew in the bathroom.
Right.
So isn't that push against the notion that, you know, the Lashon HaKodesh is the Yeshua Kedushan, only the Divrei Torah? I guess sort of like what are the broader applications of this Ramah? Is it limited to this context, or can you like train people speak in Hebrew, or like you know, speaking
can
Hebrew, and all that else speak in Hebrew? Can like a can you speak in Hebrew? Like what are like
The Ramah is not again the Lashon was so Halashon ba'atmo yesh bo kedusha. Obviously, as you're pointing out, isn't ad kedei kaf.
Right.
So it means there's some element of kedusha. And below me meant a Divrei Torah. It doesn't mean that it is Divrei Torah. That below me meant a Divrei Torah means it gives you certain skills that you could transfer to Divrei Torah. So you definitely not deduce from this Rava that you can't speak Lashon HaKodesh or read Lashon HaKodesh and Tisha B'Av. In terms of the broader ramifications of what it means that Yesh Bo Kedusha, so I'm not aware of this Rava being quoted in any broader context. His context here is simply in terms of cheshbonos shel mitzvah chafzahar, that it's not considered a chafzah. So it's enough kedusha, but that's kind of chafzah shemai. I'm not sure how much more you can do with this Rama. Okay. In the Shtar Yadotis V'Shavas Perek Yud Zayin, he quotes from a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger, tshuva sebacharta b'chayim simin tzadi zayin. Bacharta b'chayim simin tzadi zayin. That even if we're going to be machmir on Iyun, as we discussed before, even if you're going to be machmir that you can't read Shtar Yadotis or other Shtar Yadotis silently, but simply casting a glance would be mutter. Habata v'derech harai would be mutter. So he quotes, the Shtar Yadotis V'Shavas quotes B'Shem Rav Yashiv, if you have a mazel tov listing in shul and you happen to pass by it and see a mazel tov listing, so according to Zim Shlomo Kluger, that should be mutter because you're not being ma'ayin in it. You're just looking at it in a very cursory way. But he does say, last time Ilan asked about the Lashon of the Mordechai of the Derech Havara, and he thought that maybe Derech Havara doesn't mean Iyun as opposed to Kriya, it means reading something Mikufya, in a totally cursory way. But you pointed out even if that's a fair deed, and the Mordechai that we're showing him, they talk about Iyun and Babata, they're coming Lafuke Kriya, not they don't mean Dafka in a very cursory way. But in the Sefer Shtar Yadotis V'Shavas, he doesn't even think, I notice here, he doesn't think that's a deed. But the Mordechai thinks even the Mordechai, Derech Havara, doesn't necessarily speak to this issue of reading something cursorily. Derech Havara could also mean as opposed to Kriya. Okay, in Rabbi Bonner's Muksa Sefer, this has a Muksa component because that which is Shtar Yadotis is going to be Muksa, at least a Klishim Alat Lisser. So he has a brief chapter about the Shtar Yadotis and the Muksa application. So on page 138, he quotes from Ramosha. Ramosha has a few brief shuvas printed in the back of Rabbi Bonner's Muksa Sefer. He has a couple of brief shuvas from Shlomo Zalman. So he quotes from Rav Moshe that a mail order catalog, like the Sears catalog, Zichron Levracha, is considered Shtar Yadotis, and therefore a Kli Shemalat Lisser. I think there's no more Sears catalog, right? I think they went out of business. Sorry? Yeah. So that was like the old mail order catalog, the Sears catalog, that was the leading mail order catalog. Anyway, so Moshe says that if you have a mail order catalog, that's Shtar Yadotis and a Kli Shemalat Lisser. So some people ask for Moshe, Rabbi Bonner writes, or what he quotes there, some ask for Moshe, but some people have no interest in buying anything from the Sears catalog. They just look at the catalog because they enjoy it. It's only Latan of Ba'alma. They have no intention of buying anything. So Moshe said that's still considered to be Shtar Yadotis and a Kli Shemalat Lisser because it's meant for commercial purposes. It's meant to sell things and to advertise things and to get you to buy them. The fact that you as an individual may look at it and not have any interest in buying it, that doesn't take away from the fact that fundamentally it's meant for commercial purposes. But he quotes from Rishon Lezalman, and Rishon Lezalman is true in the back of the Sefer, that if you're reading something, Latanud Vahana, then that's considered sarach gufa, which would be matru tilta. Meaning, even if it's a klisha malachta l'iser, even if you accept that it's basically a davar mischari, it's basically meant for business, and basically klisha malachta l'iser. But if you yourself want to read a latadu ba'alma and you have no havin meaning buying anything, so then it's still fundamentally a klisha malachta l'iser, it sounds like, but it'll be mutter for you for latilto, because that's considered sarach gufo. And as far as Shtari Hediotos, it'll be mutter for you to look at it because you're only doing it with Tani Ba'alma if you accept the Kula of the Magen Avraham, and the possibility then that even the Magen Avraham's Kula may extend to something that for others would be Shtari Hediotos Mamash. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into the mustaskis of it,
yeah.
But does a Kishin Lakhla list not require that's a bona fide Malacha that this object will lead to?
So even if it's a Drabbanon, or even if it's Mekach Memkar, which is a Drabbanon, that still could make some of the Kalisha Lakhla Lisser.
But even Mekach Memkar is not a Malacha Drabbanon, right? As much as it's an Isser Drabbanon.
Right.
Zera Atu Malacha.
Right.
So even something like that, which is so many steps removed, defines the Kalisha Lakhla Lisser.
I think that's what the post could say, yeah, definitely in this context. I guess Od Chazal on the way, but not in this form.
Next year.
So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Although in the Shtari Yotis B'Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph, he quotes from Rabbi Shmuel Felder from Lakewood that even Shlomo Zalman did, I mean, it's not clear if this is the from Shlomo Zalman wrote, he said he thinks even Shlomo Zalman wasn't matir actually reading the words in the catalog. He's only matir looking at the pictures. Meaning, even if you have no intention of buying it and it's a Tanik Ba'alma, that wouldn't be matir reading the words, which tell you the price, because that's Shtari Yotis Mamish, which shouldn't be mutter even the oneg. It's only matir looking at the pictures. That's the question. Is there any potential heter if you have an advertisement and there's no havamin in the world that you would buy it? So you're a YU student and you're looking at a Strimal advertisement on Javis, a beautiful top-of-the-line Strimal for $3,000 in Mishpacha. So is there any potential grounds heter because you're only looking at Latana Gama and there's no havamin in the world that you would buy it? So Nela, you see an advertisement for a Pesach program, which is out of your price range, but okay, maybe you'll decide to splurge. But yeah, Strimal is no having in the world. Okay, so that's depends on how you read this Rishon Zalman. Shtari Yotis V'Shabbos also writes in Perek Yotes. That even if you would entertain that there be a heter of oneg if you have no interest in buying the thing advertised in the advertisement, so what does that mean? It means that you're not going to treat it, as far as you're concerned, as Shtari Hediotos. He says like this. He says that if you have no havamin of buying it, so maybe for you it's not shtere yotas, but it should still be aser otu shtere yotas. And if you're reading an advertisement, la'oneg, so that should knock it down from shtari yotas to utter shtari yotas, but shouldn't make it heter gomer. He quotes that from Rabbi Folk and from Shmuel Felder. I'm not sure. I think you could probably... say otherwise also. That's what he assumes, Pasha, that if you can knock it down from Shtari Deltas to other Shtari Deltas, it's not going to make it heter gomer. I don't know. Not sure. Okay. He has another kula here, B'shem Rav Eliashiv, that if you have something written in a sefer, something that's bound or stapled, there's no gzeira atu shtari hediotos, because atu shtari hediotos is only something that looks like a shtar. A shtar is a piece of paper. A shtar is in a book. So there's no iser of a book atu shtari hediotos.
Why is anything there? What about the sub-nubs? That's not good, right?
What about the Gemara of Tzav al Gadli Tzura? He says it is. He said it's not a book, meaning he'll say that Tzav Tachsu Tzura in the book is Mutter. So that's the Tzav Tachsu Tzura is also standalone. It may be on a picture on the wall, it may be on a statue, but that's closer to a shtar as a standalone piece of paper than a book.
That's a collection of that.
A standard star isn't in a sefer. Uh-huh. That would be that wouldn't be the norm. So it wasn't with Yashiv that there's no Shema Yikra B'Shar Idiotos in a printed sefer. It has to be double the star. And same thing, there's no Isra Ksav Tachos and Tzur in a picture book. And the Sefer Zichronos that the Rishonim talk about, so those were Gilyonos, those were like pages. They weren't bound far. That's because from Eliyashiv, because from Chaim Kanievsky did not accept this kula. But as we'll see, that's another thing to throw into the mix as a potential kula for newspapers, definitely books, and even newspapers if the newspaper magazines, which are stapled together, and not. And not lose papers. So I believe Hamudia, I think the sections are generally stapled together as opposed to the Wall Street Journal, where papers are not stapled together. Okay, I apologize. It looks like my ride is leaving now. It was a little earlier than expected, so I'm sorry the timing didn't work out so well. Next time, I think we'll just finish. Very briefly on Shtari Yotas. You know what? Can we just do a brief Zoom tomorrow, maybe 20 minutes, half hour, and finish up Shtari Yotas?
Yeah.
Okay.